Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Ayin Zayin, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis E Boyes Ema. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new perek, the sixth perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia, perek HaSoicher HaSoumdim. And the perek began discussing a halacha regarding somebody that hired umnin, v'hitu zeh ezeh. Somebody was fooled. Says the Mishnah, Ein lohem zeh al zeh elataroyos. The only claim that the foolee, the person that was fooled, can have towards the fooler, the person that fooled him, is taroyos. However, he can't have any choshem mishpat claim. We saw in yesterday's daf that really there's two chedushim in that line, Ein lohem zeh al zeh elataroyos. Number one, that all he can have is taroyos, meaning there's no mominous tfiyah that this person can have. Number two, that he can have taroimus. We spoke out, Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that taroimus is not a hefgevelt. As a result, in order for a person to have tainus on somebody else, there would have to be a legal basis to have such tainus. And the Mishnah is being mechadish, that ha-soicher ha-so'umdim, the hitu zeh-zeh, number one, no chi of mammon. However, at the same time, if you want to have taroimus, this would be an exception to the rule. That's something that you would be able to do. The first sugya here in Perek HaSoicher HaSoumdin is a discussion as to what exactly the cases of HaSoicher HaSoumdin vehitu zeze. Now, the Muschel Rishon, you would think that the Mishnah is saying what it sounds like it's saying. Somebody hired umnin, and either the balabayas fooled the umnin, or the umnin fooled the balabayas. And the Gemara said that as tempting as it is to be mefarish the Mishnah that way, grammatically, it seems to be a little inaccurate. And the reason is, because if that's what happened, then the Lashon of the Mishnah would not have been v'hitu zeh-zeh, but rather the Lashon of the Mishnah would have been v'chazru. And being that the Tana used the precise word hitu and not chazru, it sounds like this is not a toast between the balabayas and the umnin. Okay, so what is happening in the Mishnah? Must be, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah is talking about someone that hired umnin, and then the umnin fooled each other. What was the case? And really, the maskana, what we had in yesterday's af, was two possibilities of exactly how this played itself out. Possibility number one, someone hired someone else to go hire employees on his behalf. The balabayas told this person that I'm willing to pay 3 zuzim for this work. He went and told the umnin, if you take this job, you're going to get 4. The umnin can't get 4, not from the balabayas because he was never willing to offer 4, not from the person that hired him because he's just the middleman. Stating that, the umnin can have taroimus on the person that told them they were going to get 4, because at the end of the day, that's what they thought they were going to get. Inami, or iboyaseima, another way to present this would be, where the balabayas told someone, go hire umnin for me. He said, the balabayas said, I'm willing to pay 4 zuzim, and then the person went and he told the umnin that this balabayas is offering 3 zuzim, and they were sover v'kibel. They took this job offer at 3 umnin. They're going to get 3 zuzim. They're going to get 3 zuzim because that's what they accepted. But at the same time, they do have a right to have taroimus on the person that ended up costing them this 1 zuz. And the reason is because that person violated the pasuk in Mishlei that says al timna toiv mi ba'olav. And that's what's going on in the Mishnah. In other words, the toz is not between the balabayas and the umnin, but rather the toz is between umnin and umnin. That was all in yesterday's daf. Today's daf is going to begin with an iboyes ema, which is another pshat, how to understand the Mishnah. And really, we're going to fangun from umfang. The Gemara is going to say, you know what, let's revisit the Muschel Rishon. The Muschel Rishon of the Mishnah was asoiches umnin v'hitu zeh-zeh, that the toss was between the balabayas and the umnin. We were uncomfortable with this pshat because the lashon of the Mishnah is hitu. And really, if that's what's going on in the Mishnah, what it should have said was chazru. Maybe we can make this mahalach work, and it's there that today's daf begins. Says the Gemara, Ibo Yaseimo, alternatively could say, Hai Tana Chazru Namo Hitu Karul. Meaning, what's going on in the Mishnah is there was a toss between the balabayas and the umnin. If that's the case, why did it say Hitu not Chazru? No. The Tana was being maybe a little bit imprecise, but really, What hitu means is what chazru means, and that is there was some chazara, there was some toast between the balabayis and the soicher. In fact, there's a precedent for a toast between balabayis and soicher to be described as hitu and not chazru. What's the precedent? A b'raisa. And the Gemara now is going to present this b'raisa. Now this b'raisa that the Gemara is going to bring right now is a very long b'raisa. It's going to be malava us for almost the rest of the Amid. On Daf Ayin Zayin, the Daf that we're learning right now, the Gemara is going to do a deep dive analysis of this b'raisa. So we're going to go through the b'raisa a little bit quickly. And then as the Gemara is mefarish the b'raisa, we'll be mefarish the b'raisa as well. This b'raisa, like many b'raisas, is really just a longer version, an extended version of what the Mishnah said. So our Mishnah talked a little bit about the laws of Asoicha Sa'umna V'Hitu Zeh. There was more to the Mishnah that we didn't precap now to the Daf. This b'raisa is really the Mishnah, albeit in b'raisa form, not b'loshin k'tzara, but b'loshin arucha, says the Gemara. What is this b'raisa? Again, why are we bringing this b'raisa? Really, we're bringing it for one nekuda, to show that sometimes the Tana will use the word hitu when really it means what we would think chazru means, where there's a toss going on between the balabayas and the soicher. Soicher so omnin, the hitu es balabayas, pretty clear, right? Somebody hired umnin, and the umnin fooled the balabayas. Oy balabayas hit the oysan, or the balabayas fooled the umnin. Ein lohem zeh al zeh elo tarev. So this is mamash dalocha, the Mishnah. What do you see in the b'raisa that the Mishnah didn't say? That the toast was between the balabayas and the umnin. It also used the lashon of hitu. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, our Mishnah that said asoy chasum of hitu, zeh zeh, really means between the balabayas and the umnin. It should have said chazru. Why didn't it say hitu? Haitana chazru nami hitu karlei detanya. In fact, it's a mefurish b'raisa. It is a precedent to say such a pshat. Either way, the b'raisa continues, and the b'raisa says the medvar mamurim. When is this true? Now, when we started the parak yesterday, we said that the word umnin can mean either a socher, or it can mean a poil. Meaning, it could be someone that was hired to do a job, let's say for a day, assuming it's a schir yoim, or a person that was hired to just get the job done. Meaning, a schir yoim is someone that's getting paid for the day. So you're going to work 9 to 5, and this way you're going to get paid for putting in those 8 hours of work. A kablin is someone that gets paid to complete a job. Meaning, he's not getting paid per hour. It doesn't matter to the balabais how long it takes him to do this job. He's getting paid to complete the job. So when you say the word umnin, it means either a socher or it can mean a kaplan. So really high level, hasocher es umnin behitu as balabais, oy balabais hito oison, means whether the person was a socher, whether the person was a kaplan. The Braisa now is going to mention some proteus diga halachis, some of which are negeya the socher, and others of which are negeya the kaplan. So medvar mamurim, this is as it relates to the socher, somebody that's getting paid by the day. When is it true that if there was a toast between the balabais and the umnin, einlam zalza el tarimis, that's true shalei holchu, if they didn't arrive at the job site, aval holchu, but if they arrived, and what happened was they were chamarim, these were people that rode donkeys, they were in the logistics business, and they were coming to pick up tfuah, and they were going to take it from point A to point B, but they matzu tfuah, and they couldn't find any tfuah. Or poyalim, these were workers, umatzu sadek shilecha, they were supposed to work a field, and then they found that the field, just based on its current state, it was too moist, it wasn't in a position where they were able to work, and they had to turn around and go back home. In those situations, Nalach is noisalem scharim b'shalim. There, if there was such a toss, the balabais would have no choice but to pay these payalim. However, the Brisna says, although they have to pay them, and not just pay them, scharim b'shalim, which sounds like you have to pay top dollar, you have to pay them 100% of what you agreed to pay them. That's not 100% true. At the end of the day, these people are not working. And being that they're not working, so it's understood that they're going to get discounted a little bit. And it's based on the fact that a person is willing to forego a little bit of his paycheck if it means that he can lie on his couch today and he doesn't have to come to work. So they are technically entitled to get full payment, even though ordinarily, that's true, if they arrived and then this toos developed So then the halacha is you do have to pay them. You have to pay them full dollar. However, you get the discount that you always get in a situation like this. And that is, being that at the end of the day, they're not working, so you pay them like a payo, but a payo bottle. Meaning, like someone that doesn't have to put in work. Bamedvar mamurim, another caveat. Now, this bamedvar mamurim is not building off the previous bamedvar mamurim. It's going back again to the Mishnah. And this bamedvar mamurim is talking about where someone was soicher as a umnin, and the umnin wasn't a socher, but rather the umnin was a kabla. So he's getting paid to complete the job. There too, there's a caveat. When is it true that Allah is Ainam Zalza El Tarimas? That's why he's skilled in Malach. If they didn't start doing the work, Abba was skilled in Malach, but let's say they started doing the work. And then what happened? The Balabayas backed out. So Shaman Lahen Masha Asu, the Allah is, we assess whatever it is that they did, and we figure out from there what to do. Okay, what do we figure out? Ketzad kiblu kama v'ketzad b'shnei slaim. Let's say these people took upon themselves to cut kama, to cut standing grain. And what are they going to get paid for doing this? They're going to get paid two slaim. Now, just to help the Gemara is going to use two currencies. We're going to use the currency of slaim. We're also going to use the currency of dinarim. So how does slaim convert to dinarim? So a sel is made up of two shkalim, and a shekel is made up of two dinarim, which means that a sela is made up of four dinarim, which means that two slum are made up of eight dinarim. Okay, so somebody, these workers, were mekabel to cut this grain for two slum, or 18 arm, katsu chetzio, in the event that they cut half, v'inichu chetzio, and they didn't do the other half, or beged l'arik b'shnei slum. Or these people, they were kablonim again, they took upon themselves to weave a beged for two slum, 18 arm, arik b'chetzio, they wove half, v'inichu chetzio, left the other half, s'nashom alehem es masha asu. We assess what it is they did, and obviously they're going to get paid for what they did. But the price continues, and the price is, hoy yofa shishit din arim. What happens if after these kablonim did half the job, and then they left, now the Balabayas has to hire someone else to finish the job, the price for this job went up. Meaning, when they took upon their job, the going rate was 2 slum for the entire job, or 14 or 8 dinarim for the entire job, or 1 sela for half the job, 4 dinarim for half the job. Now, the other half of work is going to cost the Balabayas 6 dinarim, meaning the price went up. Now it's a sela and a half to get half of the job done. So the halacha is noisim lahem sela. You would have thought that maybe, being that the pilum backed out in middle, and it's going to end up costing the Balabayas more, so maybe the Balabayas should have a right to deduct whatever additional money it's going to cost them from these pilum. Because why should he have to lose out? He's not the one that backed out. It was the Poyalim that backed out. So if he, Lechatchila, thought that he was going to get this whole job done for 8 dinar, and these Chever worked half the job, technically owes them 4 dinar. But the problem is, now that they backed out, he's going to have to pay another 6 dinar to get the other half of the job done, which means it's going to cost him 10 dinar in total. Why should it cost him 10 dinar? So, Solkadai Techamina, you could have thought, a good Havamina, that maybe if he was told that he was going to get this job done for 18 arm, it shouldn't have to cost him more than 18 arm. He'll give 16 arm to the chevre that are going to do the second half. And what are the kabladim that backed out going to get? They're going to get 2. Now, they were supposed to get 4, but nobody asked you to back out. So you backed out, you caused me a hefsid. As a result, what am I going to give you? I'm going to give you only 2. Says the price, that's not the way it works. Noisalem sela, they still get the sela. Oy, or yigrum malachtim yitru shnei slum. They also have the option to finish the job and get the 2 slum that they were promised they were going to get originally. The Gemara is going to ask pshita. I mean, if they agreed to do the job for 2 slum, so who cares that it went up in value? At the end of the day, that's what you agreed upon, so that's what you have to do. For himself, let's say nothing changed, meaning they backed out in middle, and now if you want to hire someone to do the other half of the job, it's going to cost you the same seller that it would have cost you earlier. Nice slum seller, then they're going to get a seller for the half of the job that they did. And here too, the Gemara is going to ask, that seems to be super obvious. Reb Doisna Oimer, here we have a machlokes. Reb Doisna Schoilik with the aforementioned. He says that in the event that you have a kablan, and the kablan backs out in middle, and now the balabayas that goes to replace the kablan is going to have to pay more money because the prices went up. So then we don't say that the balabayas has to eat the loss. Why shouldn't the balabayas have to eat the loss? Rather, shamalehem masha asableyas is, what we do is we look at what it's now going to cost the balabayas. Oh, yeah, for she should be not in the event that the job that they did today cost 16 dinarim, meaning to replace them, Now, this is going to cost another 16 arim. So then, noisim lahem shekel. So what we do is we give the kablon not the 4 dinarim they were supposed to get, but a shekel, which is the equivalent of 2 dinarim. Oy, yigmur malach tevitu shnei slam. If they want to finish the job, they can finish the job. They're going to get 2 slam. The Gemara is going to say pshita of him sell. And if nothing changed, noisim sell. They get a seller. Again, here too, the Gemara is going to say pshita. But the bottom line is we're going to revisit this very much in the course of the daf, but just to not go through this too quickly, what we had over here is a machloikis between Rav Dois and the Chachamim in the event that you have a kablan. The kablan backs out of middle, and because the kablan backed out, the hitu zazah, he backed out, now all of a sudden it's going to cost the balabayas more money. The question is, who eats that loss? Does the balabayas eat it, or do the poilam eat it? The Chachamim somewhat counterintuitively say that balabayas eats it. Rav Dois says, no, the poilam backed out, the kablan backed out, the kablan has to eat it. The Gemara is going to say, what's the hezber in the machloikis? The chachamim hold yad poil ala yoyna. Rav Dois holds yad poil ala tachtoyna. We'll speak a little bit more about that during the course of the daf. But going back to the ikar halacha of the brais, which is also the halacha of the mishnah. Or, vehitu es balabayis, oi balabayis hita oisa, that's the lashon of the brais. Elam zeh al zeh. So we had so far two Bamedvar Mamurims. The first Bamedvar Mamurim was in the event that they were Schire Yoin, the only time Elam Zal Zal Taroimus is if they didn't show up. If they showed up and then they found out they don't have any work to do, now you have to pay Kesef Mishalim, albeit like a poil bottle. The second Bamedvar Mamurim was if they're Kablonim and somebody backed out. There, it's a little bit more complicated. You have the machleks of Dais and the Chachamim, Yad Poyel, ala al Yoino, Yad Poyel, ala Tachtoina. This is the third Bamedvar Mamurim. Again, it's referring back to the whole idea of Asoicher Eso Umnin, where the Balabayas fool the Umnin, or the Umnin fool the Balabayas. The Medvar Mamurim, when is it true? That what? That's B'davash Ein Avod. That's only in the event that the Balabayas is not going to incur any loss. Meaning, we're, let's say the umnin backed out, and now the balabais is going to have to go through the tircha to replace this umnin. He has to hire someone. Good, it's like a shmak, it's a tircha. But at the same time, he's not losing anything. But let's say somebody's losing over here. So then the halacha is, that's a whole different situation. So for example, if it's the poilim that backed out, and as a result, the balabais is the one that's losing, says the braisa, soichra aleh. If you want, you can go hire someone else, pay more money, meaning overpay for the people that you're hiring, and send the bill to these poilim that backed out on you. Or if you want, you can fool the chevra that backed out to try to get them to work for you, meaning make promises that you're not going to keep, and even though ordinarily you're not allowed to lie. By the way, this is one of the 45 Mar Mekoymus, true story, that Rabbi Cheskel Kachli, or maybe the Ben Ish Chai brings in the Shailos Teshuvas Torah Lishma that we spoke about yesterday. This is another example where you had to distort the truth. But the point is, I'm not done, you can fool. Kate said, not done. What's an example of fooling them? I'm not done. You could say like this. Selo katzatzti lechem. I know I told you lechatchila I was going to pay you a selah for the second half of the job. Let's say, bo utlu shtayim. If you want, I'll give you two. Meaning, even though you have no intention of giving him two, afal pikin, this is something you're allowed to do. Vatkama soicher aleihem, says the Braisa, you're allowed to overpay other employees to come do their job and send them the invoice. Is there a limit? Meaning, is there a gvul? Like, what's the Shulchan Aruch over here? Like, how far could you go? Says the Gemara, you can go pretty far. Adarban the chamishim zuz, even up to 40 and 50 zuz, meaning you can really overpay to make this work. But medvar mamurim, another caveat to this last point, meaning, when is it that if it's a dover or avud on the cheshman of these poilim, you can just do what you want? That's bezman she'enchem poilim liskar. That, if you don't have someone that you can hire at the normal rate, avayesham poilim liskar, but let's say there are other people that you could hire at the regular rate, va'amar, and he says, save a schar me'elu, and meaning these poilim that back out, say, listen, I understand that I'm backing out on you, it's not kishmak, but here's your replacement, you can go hire them. So then you can't say, you know, I don't want these people, I want somebody else, and I'm going to go overpay for that someone else. In that case, you can't do that, stating that. You could have taroimus on the workers that you hired, because if those attack are the guys that you wanted, and now you're going to be forced to hire people that you don't want to hire, so you have a schus to have taroimus, if that's something that you want. But to go and overpay in a situation where the poilim are leaving you with a viable option, so that's something that already you would not be able to do. Either way, there's a lot to take in this braisa. It's pretty dense. The Gemara now is going to very much to discuss this braisa. So we're going to take it from the top. The braisa said, V'hitu es balabayis, oy balabayis hitu oy son, eilam zeh ozeh elotayroimis. The first bamedvar mamurim was, shaloi hoch. If they didn't arrive at the job site, and it was then that they were told, you don't have work today, so let's say the balabayis told the umnin, I know I hired you to do a job, you woke up early in the morning, I'm sorry, I don't have any work. As long as they didn't show up yet, eilam zeh ozeh elotayroimis. If, however, they showed up and they thought they were going to have work to do, and lo and behold, there was no work, so either they were chamarim, there was no tefuah to take, or they're coming to work the field, and the field is lacha, it's moist in a way where it's not going to be possible for them to do any work. So what's the halacha? Then the balabayis has to give them scharim mishal. He has to pay them whatever he promised he was going to pay them, stating that with the one asterisk, and that is, meaning being at the end of the day, they're not going to have to work, and anybody would be willing to take a little bit less than what his normal wages are if it meant that he gets a day off. So you can pay him like a poyo bottle. But the point is, you have to pay them scharim mishalim like a poyo bottle. So the Gemara says like this, Tani Tana gamei de Rav. There was a Tana that came to Rav, and he told him over this braisa, and he said, noyselem schar mishalim, that in the event that the schirim showed up to work, and there was no work to do, they get paid full dollar amount. Amalei. So Rav told this Tana, Chabibi yomar. Chabibi says, who is Chabibi? Rashi says, Doidi Reb Chiya, Manfete Reb Chiya. So we know Reb Chiya was Rav's uncle. He based Stodim. But Reb Chiya was Rav's Rebbe. He was also his uncle. He said, I heard from Reb Chiya that what? He said, Ilu ano havoi, had I been the one, so Rashi says, Gishmak, Iani hasoicher. Not had I been there when this halacha was being recited in Beis Medrash. No, I was the soicher. Lo yahivna lohen ela kapayo bato. Reb Chiya said, if I hired workers and they showed up and the ground was moist and as a result they couldn't do any work, I would pay them, but I would pay them like a poyo bottle. Mischar and Mishon would be like a poyo bottle. So Rav tells this Tana, you're telling me that what's the halach if they show up and they can't work the field? You have to pay them schar and Mishon. I heard from Chabibi that it said that if I was the soicher, what I would do is I would pay them schar mishalim. However, I would pay them schar mishalim like a poyo bottle. I'm annoyed some schar mishalim, and you didn't say a word about paying like a poyo bottle. Freit the Gemara. What? Alaktani. The price is said mefurish that you pay schar mishalim. However, in a day my baton la bar reikon oisem malach leishu baton. In other words, you do pay like a poyo bottle. So the Gemara says leisam more kameh. You have to say that when this Tana said over the price to Rav, so he was a shaskin. He said a baloshim ktsara. He didn't say it 100%, right? Rav used to talk that way. So he spoke that way to Rav. And he didn't tell Rav the whole braisa. He left out the mamish, the next line. So Rav, when he heard what this Tana said, he says, what do you mean? I have a Messiah from Chabibi that you only pay like a pile of bottle. And Chanami, meaning at the end of the day, Reb Chiya and the braisa was saying the same thing. The reason Rav had to react is because Lois Saimua Kami. Ikadamri, some have a different version of how these events unfolded. Meaning, Saimua Kami. Really, the Tana that said over the Bryce said over the whole Bryce. He said that you have to give Sahar Mishalim, but you give it like a pile bottle. The Haki Kama. So, what was Rav's reaction? Rav's reaction was like this. The Chavivi Yom, I heard from Reb Chiya that said, if I was the Soicher, I wouldn't have given him anything. Meaning, I don't know from this business. He showed up, he didn't show up. Yeah, Tainas, he can have on me. But he said, I wouldn't have given him anything. And for At Amr, and you're saying Kapoyo Batal, that you have to pay him, or be it like Kapoyo Batal. So in the Ikeda Amri, what's Reb Chiya Shita? Reb Chiya Shita is, you don't have to give him. In the first Lishna, what's Reb Chiya Shita? You give him like Kapoyo Batal, which is consistent with what the Braisa said. In the Ikeda Amri, Reb Chiya is saying this, I disagree with the Braisa. I hope you don't have to give him anything. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Elakasha. L'chur Reb Chiya is Kenegad Abraisa. Now, by the way, Reb Chiya is one of the few who's a Tanu Palag, right? We know Rav is a Tanu Palag. Reb Chiya is on that short list of who is a Tanu Palag, but it's always B'di'evet. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, Reb Chiya, if you were the Soicher, what? You would have gone, not like Abraisa? That doesn't sound Gishmak. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, you have to say that the story that Reb Chiya was referring to, and the case of the Abraisa is not the case. Had the Saira La'are Me'urta, had the Loi Saira La'are Me'urta. Reb Chiya was talking about a case where the poyolim inspected the ground the night before they arrived on the job site. So these are workers. They have to work a field. So it would make a lot of sense. Maybe the night before, come inspect the property and make sure that you're going to be able to do your job the next morning. If they inspected it, then the onus is on them to understand all the risks associated with you know, maybe it's going to rain at night, and maybe the ground is not going to be in a condition for them to be able to work it. So to the extent that they were Sairo La'arim Yorto, so at that point, really, it's Inu Da'afsid Anafshayu, because they understood the risk that they were getting in, and as a result, if they show up and there's no work, the achrayus is not going to be the achrayus of the Baal Habayis. And that's what Reb Chiya meant when he said, Ilu avoya, no, if I was the soicher, loy havi yivna loy klal, I wouldn't have given anything. The braisa that says that you have to give is talking about loy sayre l'ayr meyorta, where they didn't show up the night before. And being that they didn't show up the night before, they had no way of knowing what the lay of the land is. In that case, right, it's a little counterintuitive. If they don't show up the night before, so you would think, okay, now you're negligent. No. Then the Baal Habayis has the responsibility to notify them and to tell them, v'stitzich, and if he didn't do that, so now it's the fault of the Baal Habayis, then he has to pay them schar mishalim kepayol batal. And the Gemara says there's a precedent for this nuance. Ki adam ha-rava. Rava said this once. He said, Hayman da agar agiri l'rifka, if somebody hires people to dig a ditch around the field. This is the second time in Perek HaSoichra Se'umna where we have this rifka. And then rain came and it filled up this ditch with water. The point is these chevron weren't able to do their jobs. So they show up and it had rain and they can't do the job. So Rava said like this, if they inspected the field the night before Pseid of the Pilum, then it's the fault of the Pilum. And the reason is because the Pilum saw the Rifka, they chapped how rain would impact. Rain is an act of God, right? It could rain at any given moment. It's not something that the Baal Habayis or the Pilum can really anticipate. This is before there was something known as the five-day forecast. But the point is that as a result, it's not really something you can anticipate. You, the Pilum, chapped that rain would impact your ability to do this job, and as a result, you can't come and you can have tinnitus. Lois, I rely on the Rava continued. The Rava said, but in the event that they didn't come inspect it the night before, say the Baal Habayis, then we say, say the Baal Habayis, because then the Baal Habayis had a responsibility to notify them of what happened, and if that's the case, he has to pay them like payo batal. The Rava said another halach. If somebody hired workers to irrigate a field, and then rain came, and because rain came, the job was done. So, they don't have any work to do. So the question is, these chevra came, they showed up, they're happy to work, but they don't have to work. So does the Baal Habayis have to pay them or not? The Rava said, say to the Pilum. No, it's say to the Pilum. Baal Habayis didn't do anything wrong. Rain came. You know, you're supposed to know that it could always rain. I mean, that's part of the risks of having this job. You could show up and you're not needed. So this is a normal risk. It's not like the Baal Habayis did anything wrong. Mazlayu garam. And it's for that reason the halacha is, they're the ones that lose out. Also, Naharu, what happens if it didn't rain, but one of the rivers overflowed, it filled up these irrigation canals, and as a result, their work is not necessary anymore. So in that case, Pseid of the Baal Habayis, it's considered the Pseid of the Baal Habayis, the Avdu Kupayo Batal, he has to pay them full dollar amount. They showed up, right? That's the halacha of the Baal Habayis, albeit Kupayo Batal. Now, why is it Pseid of the Baal Habayis? Because they're supposed to anticipate rain, but they don't have to anticipate Asa Nahara, because they don't know the lay of the land on that level, right? The Baal Habayis has an intimate understanding of how this is all going to play itself out. So he's supposed to tell them, listen, there's a nahar, and sometimes it overflows, so you should recognize that you're going to show up. It could be you're not going to have work to do. You know what they might do? They might find another job. It was the Baal Habayis' responsibility to lay it out. He has to give them all the risk factors. Rain is not something that he has a responsibility to do, because everyone knows it could rain. But in terms of us and Ahara, that's really their responsibility. And as a result, therefore, in that situation, it was us and Ahara, there it's Pseid of the Baal Habayis. Amar Rava, Rava said additionally, Haiman da Igra Agure, if somebody hired workers, Lid Davlo, again, to irrigate a field, Upasak Nar, Bepal Gudu Yarmi, then in the middle of the day, all of a sudden, the water, the levels went down, and it's not possible to take any water out of the river. It's very difficult for them to do their job. Says the Rav, Eloi Ovid the Pasik, if this is out of the ordinary, say to the violin. So then, it's an act of God. The Baal Habayis wasn't supposed to anticipate that this was going to happen. He didn't have any responsibility to notify them of this risk. And as a result, the Pilum lose that. Over the Pasuk, if this is commonplace, this is something that usually happens, then it's as follows. Ibn Masa, if these chevra live in the city, say to the Pilum. So then they should have known. Meaning, you live in the city, right? You live next door. So as a result, you know how this works. So therefore, you took this risk when you signed up for this job, and as a result, I don't owe you anything. La b'nei masa, if they don't live from this city, then pseida the Baal Bayis, then the pseida is going to be the Baal Bayis, meaning then already he had a responsibility to notify them. Amar Rava, Rava said, Haiman da ogar agure la'avidato. So somebody hired workers to do a job. V'shalom avidato b'pal gedayim. And they finished doing the job midway during the day. So this is a unique situation. Right, till now we've been talking about umnin, where either the poyel, the worker, is a socher, let's say a schir yoyim, or he's a kav. A schir yoyim is where somebody gets paid to work for the day. Show up at 9, leave at 5. A kavlan is someone that gets paid to do a specific job. These chevra here were like somewhere in between. They were hired to do a specific job, but at the same time, they're getting paid per day. So they're not getting paid for the job. I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars per hour for 8 hours during the course of the day. But the agreement was that I'm not your evid for the day. It's not like you can make me do anything you want. I'm being paid to do something very, very specific. So again, Hayman da ogar agure lavedita. These people were hired for the day, but they were hired for the day to do a specific job. They finished doing the job midway during the day. So the question is, could the Baal Bayis have them do any additional work or no? On the one hand, he hired them for the day. That was the understanding. That's how they thought it was going to play out. But then again, he was hired to do something specific. So Rava is giving us this whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here. So he's continuing to say halachas. He said, if this Baal Bayis has work for them to do that's easier than the work that they were hired to do, you can give it to them to do. Inami, alternatively, the kavasa. Let's say he has work for them to do that's not easier, but it's not harder. It's equal to. Mafkiluhu, you can have them do that as well. The kashamina, if he wants them to do additional work, but that work that he wants them to do is more difficult, loy mafkiluhu, that's not something he can do. The noisalem schar mishalem, and as it relates to the fact that not working the second half of the day, listen, you told them that they're going to have work for the second half of the day. L'maisa l'sholem avidata is what it is. You're going to have to pay them out. Says the Gemara, it sounds like you have to pay them schar mishalem. You have to pay them 100 cents on the dollar to what it is that you agreed to give them. But the Gemara's kasha is, in light of what we've been talking about, amai v'leisa luka poyo bottle, the chayre, you should only have to give them like a poyo bottle. Why? Because at the end of the day, they're not doing work in the second half of the day. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, the halacha is you only have to give them kapoyel bottle. Meaning, if you were chayshe mishpadayin and you were going to invoke this halacha, you would only pay them kapoyel bottle. So why did Rava say in noislam schare mishalim? So the Gemara says, ki kama Rava. When Rava said this halacha, he was talking to his chevra, the balabatim of his city. He was talking to the achnushi de mechuzah. So these were people that used to carry things. These were the logistic guys in Mechuzah. Rav, of course, was the Rav of Mechuzah. For them, they always had to be active. They always had to be working. They took a day off. They took a half a day off. It actually made them weaker and schwacher, and it wasn't a good thing. So ordinarily, yeah, a person is willing to take a discount for him not to have to go to work. But not these guys. These have just the opposite. A day off is the worst thing for them. And as a result, for these people, it actually doesn't help them. It's not any benefit for them to be off. And as a result, Rava Paskin, you have to give them Schar Mishalim. But to be clear, that's not the halacha. The halacha really is Kapayo Batal. In Rava's unique situation, over there, you had to give them the Schar Mishalim. Either way, going back to the Braisa. So the Braisa, the very long Braisa, which discussed the halacha of our Mishnah, albeit in Braisa form, where someone was Seicher Umnin, and there was a toss. What was the toss? Not the umnin between themselves, but in the Braisa, the Baal Bayis was mata the umnin, or the umnin were mata the Baal Bayis. So the halach is, ein lamzeh alzeh ela taroimis, stating that the Braisa said, Bamedvar mamurim. There were a whole bunch of caveats, a whole bunch of asterisks as it relates to the halachos of the Mishnah. Now, the Braisa discussed what happens in the event that somebody hired a kaplan, and then the kaplan backed out in the middle of his job. So somebody hired a worker to finish a job, and then in the middle of the job, the worker or the workers, they decide to back out. Now, the agreement initially was that these workers were going to do this job for two slaim. which translates into four shkolim, which also translates into 18 art. So they were going to do this job for 18 art. They did half the job. They backed out. And because they backed out, now the Baal Bais has to find someone to replace them, to do the second half of this job. Well, lo and behold, right now, the price of this went up, and in order for him to replace them, he's going to have to pay 6 dinarim to do the second half of the job. Meaning, the initial understanding was that I was going to get the whole job done for 8 dinarim. Now, I got half of it done for 4 dinarim, and I'm going to have to pay 6 dinarim for the other half. It's going to end up being 10 dinarim. And the question is, who has to incur this loss? And that's high level what's going on in that part of the braisa, in that Bamedvar Mamur. And it was a machlokes between Rav Dois and the Chacham. The Chacham said that it's the Baal Bais that has to incur the loss. Meaning, in the event that you're going to have to pay 6 dinarim now to get someone to do the second half of the job, it is what it is. In terms of the Kablonim that did the first half of the job, the understanding was that we're going to get 8 dinarim for the whole job, which means 4 dinarim for half the job. They did half the job. They accrued it. Can't ganva that away from them. They get 4 dinarim for the half a job that they did. You're going to have to pay 6 dinarim now to get the second half of the job done. It's going to cost you 10. They're the ones that backed out. They're the schlacht over here. And it's going to cost you kacha. That's the way it is. And the bottom line is, it's going to end up being a situation where you're going to have to... They said, no, that if the Kablonim are the ones that backed out, so why should the Baal Bais have to lose? No way. The Kablonim are the ones that are going to lose. So if it's going to cost you 6 dinarim now to get the second half of it done, and you already had an understanding, you're going to get the whole thing done for 8 dinarim, so you'll pay 6 to those chevra, 2, meaning then end up losing 2, and that is how this is going to play itself out. Now, when the Braisa presented this machloikis between Rab Doisa and the Chachamim, the Braisa added some language that seemed to be very, very obvious. Just kedai to read the words again, because that's mamish the segue to this part of the daf. So the Braisa said that in the event that after they backed out, now if you want to replace them, the second half is going to cost 6 dinarim. So according to the Chachamim, you still have to give them a seller. You still have to give them the 4 dinar. The Braisa continued, and the Braisa said, but if they want to finish the job, they can. And if they do finish the job, you give them 2 slot. Meaning, you could have thought maybe you'd give them more. No. If they want to finish the job, you're going to give them the 2 slot. That's what they agreed upon initially. Meaning, if you're going to hire somebody else, it's going to cost you 4 plus 6. But if they're the ones that are finishing the job, then already it's going to be the original 4 plus 4 that was agreed upon. They're going to get 8. What happens if nothing changed? That was the next line of the price of him. Sella. Let's say they agreed to do the work for 2 slum. They did half of the work. You're paying them a seller. Now, if you want to replace them, it's going to be vita seller. Okay, so then noisel them seller. Then it's easy. They get a seller. You pay the other guy seller. So those two lines were very, very obvious. And the Gemara chazed it over when it mentioned Rav Doisa Salach. Rav Doisa holds that if the second half is going to cost you more money, now you're going to be able to schneid from who? From the first 2 chev. Instead of giving them 4 dinar, you only give them 2. If they want to finish the job, or you agreed on 2 slum, give them 2 slum. And if nothing changed, then nothing changed. So again, we have to understand the additionally, there's some pshit that's going on in this price, so that is going to be the next part of the daf. The Chachamim hold that in the event that the Kablonim backed out in the middle, and now for you to replace them, it's going to cost you more. Instead of it being 4 dinarim, the second half of the job, it's going to cost you 6 dinarim. So what's the halacha? You still have to give the seller to the poilum. The poilum don't lose out. What's the reason? Because Savi Rabbanon, it's because the Rabbanon hold Yad Poil Alo Al Yoim. That even though the poilum are the ones that back that, it doesn't matter. Yad Poil Alo Al Yoim. So it's a very important Rashi. Rashi says why? Right? It's very counterintuitive. Why Yad Poil Alo Yoim? So Rashi says, "Va'filu hu chayzibay." Even if the poil is the one that backs out, he's still yada Alo Yoim. The yachal lachzibay, because a poil has a right to back out from a job. Ki dechsiv. So Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin that says, you want to know why Yad Poil Al Yoina? A poil always has a right to back out because Lincoln freed the slaves. I'm not your slave. So it's true, I agreed to work for you, but if I want to back out of the middle, I have a right to back out of the middle. Avodayhem v'loy avodim la'avodim, it poshid goes against the essence of Yiddishkeit. This idea that a person walks around and he has to answer to someone other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish something that's sacrilegious. Avodayhem, the only person you're supposed to have meirah from and the only person who you're supposed to be answering to on that level is Kutsha Baruch Hu. And even a poyel is on some deep level, a stira to this idea of Avodayhem v'loy avodim la'avodim, the only oil you should have is the oil of Malchus. And the point is, therefore, even though it seems to be unethical, but at the same time, Yad Poyel Al Yoyna, and if it ends up costing the Balabayas, Zolzain. This is the way it is. Either way, the Brisa continued, and the Brisa said, Oyigrum Malachdom, Vietlu Shnei Slot. That if they want to finish the job, they can finish the job. But in the event that they do that, they're going to get two slum. They agreed initially for two slum. So why would you think it would be anything different? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the case is talking about where the price went up, right? They backed out. Meaning they won out. Now the price went up. Now the Imru Payalim, when they backed out, so what happened? Imru Rashi says is from a word in Sefer Eoiv, Loshin Hefresh V'Nazor, meaning they backed out. The Poyalim walked away. Now the Baal Bayis came after them, Upaisinu, and he was Mephias them to come back. Mao the Tema, I would have thought, Matzi Amrulay, they could say, Kim Mephaisinu, Nadaita the Taflan Agar. Meaning we backed out in the middle. Now you were able to walk us off the edge of the bridge. Okay, very nice. But at the same time, it was posh to me. You said, listen, I'll make it worth your while. I'm telling you, come. Trust me, this is the best job you're ever going to get. Okay, at the very least, it was understood by me that if we're going to come back and take this job, you're going to give us what the going rate is. And being that the going rate now is 60, meaning I know I agreed to do this job for 18 orim. But I backed out. And now when you convinced me to come back, it was posh to me, just on all the tzis we're going to leave open, that you were telling me that at the very least, you're going to give me the current rate. Kamash malah? No. Damalu, he could say, adaita the tarich m'luchu b'al. When I said I'm going to make it worth your while, I didn't even mean I'm going to pay you the current rate. What I meant was, going to be good lunches, good suppers. That's what I meant. That, yeah. Chilna vishasina. Abba. That, yes, of more money, and that's the chiddush of the price. Avada, if they didn't back out and they continue doing their job, if they agreed to chatchila for two slums, so now they're going to have to finish the job at two slums. Hachamaya skin where they backed out. And the price went up. Solchadait chamina, they're entitled to more. Kamash malon, that they're not going to be entitled to more. Rashi adds one knech to this havamina, and that is that we're going the sheet of the chacham, who hold Yad Poyel Al Yoyna. And being the Yad Poyel Al Yoyna, you would think that any time there's a little murkiness, where it's like a little bit unclear what exactly the Baal Bayis should have to pay, you would think the Poyel should for sure be Al Yoyna. And being that there's definitely a Havamina, that when they were talked back into coming, they only agreed at Daita Dahachi to get six, being that that is the going rate. And Yad Poyel Al Yoyna, Afal Pikin, that's the Kamash Balam. But Rashi just adds that as a Kenech. It's going to play itself out in the next few lines. Sela, Noisan Lam Sela. In the event that right now to do the remaining work is a Sela, so the Halach is, you have to give them a Sela. Meaning, if they did a half a job for a Sela, and now they backed out, and you're going to replace them for a Sela, so what do you have to give them for the half a job that they did? You're going to have to give them the Sela. So the Gemara says, that seems to be so obvious. Pshita, I mean, this is certainly obvious. So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is as follows. The Chiddush is, where Meikara, when this person gave them a Sela, meaning when the Abayas offered a Sela, really the going rate wasn't a Sela. Really, the going rate was a little bit less than a Sela. But what happened was, to convince them to come work for him, he offered them a little bit more than a Sela. It was just his way of getting them to come work. Ulesoif Iyakra Vidita. They come, but then the price went up, and now the real price is a seller. Mao de Temo, I would have thought, Amrilay, they could say, Tvei Zuza Amritlon, Tvei Zuza Havla. Maybe now that the price went up, so they, the Hever that, you hear these guys, they worked a half a job, they agreed on a seller. Now they backed out, they left this guy holding the bag, and this guy's going to replace him for Masala. He's going to say, oh, by the way, not only did we back out, but I want you to give me more than a seller for the half a job that I did. He says, what are you talking about? He says, no, yeah, because I only agreed to a seller because the price was less than a seller. I need to make more than all my chevra. So if Now everyone's getting paid a seller. I actually want you to give me more than a seller. So Rashi says, what kind of strange havamin is this? Says Rashi, because we're going according to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold Yad Poyel Al Yoyna. Avodayim, v'lo yavodim la'avodim. So I would have had a havamin that Yad Poyel Al Yoyna goes ad kidei kach, that now they can actually claim more. Kamash Malon. No. And really, this Kamash Malon, you would say Kamash Malon that, you know what? I'm sorry, but nice try, but it doesn't work that way. No, the Gemara actually explains the Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, the Amaluhu, Kiyamiluhu, Tfei Zuzah, Dolei Hava Kimluhu, Hashta Kimluhu. Meaning, it's true, I offered to give you a little bit more, because I was under the impression that you needed a seller for you to be able to do work. Okay, you're getting your seller now. Meaning, I didn't say I'm always going to give you a Zuz more than what everybody's getting. In my mind, I was going to give you a seller, but the seller you're getting, and as a result, I don't feel like I have to give you anything more. Says the Gemara, we just explained the Braisa, Aliba de Rabbana. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Braisa, Aliba de Rabdoisa. Rabdoisa said, Shama lehenes macha osli osis, hoi yofa shishu deram noisam shaka. So what's Rabdoisa's shita? Rabdoisa holds that in the event that you're going to have to replace the kablon and that's going to cost you more money, so now you could reduce it off the cheshmen of these people that backed that from you. Says the Gemara, he holds. Glat, Yad Poyel Al Tachtoyna. You don't say Avodah Hevelah, Avodah Avodah, and as a result, the Poyel can do whatever they want. No, Yad Poyel Al Tachtoyna, and therefore you're going to pay them what it is that it's going to, they what they had agreed initially that this was going to have to cost you, and if they're going to cost you a hefsid of 2 dinarim, it's going to come on their cheshbon. The Braisa continued in the world of Rav Doisa and said, Oyigmu Malachtam Yitu Shnei Slot. If they want to finish the job, they can finish the job and get what? And get 2 slot. Pshita, says the Gemara, right? The same Pshita that we asked in the Chacham, it's the same exact line. It's true in Rav Doisa. If they finish the job, of course it's 2 slot. They agree the Chachila for 2 slot. Why would it be different? So the Gemara says, Leitzrich. Now the case is the Zola Vidita, where the price of the job went down. The Emer Balabais. And this part of the Braisa, the Balabais is the one that backed out. The Osmu Poilim of Paisu. And the Poilim came and they convinced him to come back. Malatim, I would have thought, Matsni Amalahu, that he could tell them, it's true that I agreed to rehire you, but I died to the Batsrisulumi Agrai. But I only did it on the premise that you were going to do it for less money. Kamash Malanda, Amri Le, that they could say, I died to the Avididon Loch Avidita Shapirta. No, that. It's true, we agreed to, we convinced you to come, but it wasn't to let us do the job, but not at a discounted price. That was not something we were ever willing to do. What were we willing to do? Meaning, what was all this pious about? This pious was about, we'll do a very good job. I mean, give us what we initially agreed on, and you'll see it'll be worth your while, right? Sometimes you get what you pay for. So trust me, I'm telling you, this was the original agreement. I understand you want to back out, and Elam Zalza Ella Tayroimis, so really from a Chayshamishma perspective, that's something you can do. But I'm telling you, we want the job, and not that we're agreeing to work for less money. If the original agreement was to slum, that's what you're gonna give us. Stating that, what's this pious about? That we'll do a better job. Net sella noisalam sella. And finally, the Bryson said that in the event that they did a half a job for a seller, now there's another half a job to do. So the halach is that if that second half is going for the same price, you're going to have to give the original chevra the same seller. The Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? Again, it's the same pshita. I mean, what? Of course, they're kablonim, they worked a half a job, you have to give them a seller. So Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Nos, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nusan said, tzricha, the chiddush is, do izilu inu gabe zuza. The case is, we're initially, these people took a little bit less than what the going rate was. Meaning, when they agreed to the seller, they were actually taking less, the agreement was, for what it was supposed to be. Now, the real price is less. I would have thought that the Balabayas could say, Batser Zuza Amrituli, Batser Zuza Yahabmelechu, that you had agreed initially to take a Zuz less. Okay, so now that the price changed, I'm going to give you a Zuz less. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, the Amri Le, Ki Amino Lechab, Batser Zuza Lehavikim Lach. We were willing to take a zuz less because we knew you wouldn't be able to find workers if you weren't going to, meaning you wanted to pay this dollar amount, we wanted more, so we were willing to make it work for you. But now that this is the going rate anyways, to take less than that, that's not something we're asking to do. And as a result, this is what you're mechuyev to do. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi just speaks out one nekuda, we're not going to go through this, but the Mao de Tema is in the two pshitas, and the Chachamim is different than the Mao de Tema and the two pshitas in Rav Doisa. And the reason is because in the Chachamim, all the Ma'od HaTemas are going through the purview of Yad Poyel Al HaYoyna, whereas in Rav Doisa, all the Ma'od HaTemas are going through the purview of Yad Poyel Al HaTachtoyna, Ayin Rashi. Either way. So we have a machloik between Rav Doisa and the Chachamim. Yad Poyel Al HaYoyna, Yad Poyel Al HaTachtoyna. What's the argument to make Yad Poyel Al HaTachtoyna? That's easy. What do you mean? They backed out. You caused me a hefset. So you're definitely the one that should have to eat the hefset. What's the svara to say Yad Poyel Al HaYoyna? A svara in the flow. Avad Ayheim V'loy Avadim La'avadim. And as a result, if I want to back out of something, the only person I can't back out of is Kutcha Berichu. But any other agreement that I have on some level, if I want to back out, I'm able to back out. Amar Rav. Rav said, Halachik Rav Doisa. That even though Rav Dais is a Yachid, and the Chacham are Rabbim, and usually Yachid Rabbim, Malachik Rabbim, but Rav, the great Amoira Paskin, that Allah is like Rav Dais, that what? Yad Poyel, Allah Tachtoin. And if the Poyel backs out, and because of that, the Baal Bayis has to incur a loss, it's the Poyel that's going to have to eat the loss. Says the Gemara, but Rav Hachi, Rav really said this, Rav said, Poyel Yachid Lachse, but I feel the Bechatzi Ayoin. That if a Poyel wants to back out in the middle of the day, he could back out. It doesn't mean he can back out. Of course he can back out. But what it means is that if he's going to back out, he's not going to lose anything. So you see that Rav holds, Yad Poyel, Alo Yoino, Vichi, Tema says, the Gemara Shani, Lay the Rav Doisa, Vain Schiris, the Kablonus. So the Gemara says, maybe I have an Eitza. Maybe, when Rav Doisa said, Yad Poyel, Ala Tachtoino, he was talking about a kablan, right? That was the case of the Braisa. The case was kablan, right? The two slum, all these cases were kablan cases. And maybe that's when Rav Dois holds Yad Poyel Ala Tachtoina. But maybe as it relates to a schir, yoim, maybe over there Yad Poyel is Al Yoina. So when Rav said Poyel Yochel Lachza Bayafilu Bechatzi Yoim, that's a schir yoim. He was hired to do a job for a day. In the middle of the day, he wants to back out. So that's something you can do. But as it relates to a kablan, maybe there it's going to be different. It's poshut. Rav Doisa says Lacha by a kablan. It's before Shin the Bryce says Lacha by a kablan. Rav is talking about a schir yoim. That's an easy answer. Now, what would be the svara? What would be the svara to be mechalik? Nazak Rashi half of a fellow. Because what's the whole yisoid of Yad Poyel Al HaYoyna? It's so counterintuitive. It's avad ayheim. So it could be if I'm working for you for the day, that's avdus already. To get paid to complete a job, it's a little bit different. Maybe that doesn't schmeck from avdus as much. So it could be as it relates to a schir yoyim, the Rav says, Halacha kirab doisa, because that makes me no, but maybe there pol yochalach sbo itziad pol lo yoyna, because avad ayim v'lay avadim la'avadim, as it relates to a kavim. Maybe that's where Rav Doisa said halacha, but the Gemara says not true. It's a nice havamina, but sinit emes, because of mishani lay. Is it true that Rav Doisa only said his halacha v'yad pol Allah tachtoina by a kavim? But Tanya b'nun tina b'raisa asalichas apoyel. Somebody hires a poyel. Lechatzi yem shamash amayis leimeis. Then in the middle of the day, the poyel heard that one of his relatives died. Meaning he's not allowed to do malach anymore. Oicha ach seicham, or he got sick. Im socher hu. If he's a socher, noisim leischare. You have to pay him. Meaning he's an oinus. You have no choice. You have to pay him. Im kablin hu. If he was a kablin, noisim lekablin usay. Again, you have to. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the tana of this price? So again, what's unique about this price? So you have a socher, a kablin, that's backing out in the middle of the day because of an oinus, and therefore he's getting paid, meaning he has the right to back out. Why? Because of the oinus. And it's true side by the socher and side by the kaplan. And we're not going to penalize him, right? He's not going to get penalized. He's going to be yodai al oinus. The Gemara says, who is this? Ilim Rabbanon. Is it the Rabbanon who hold what? Yad poyel al oinus. They said it by a kablan, which means kolshkin. They said it by a schir yoin. Why do you have to tell me this halach in a case where there was an oinus? Kili oinus, nami yom rabban yad poyel al yoin. Rabban sheet is that you always say yad poyel al yoin. El alav Rav Doisa. Must be, who's the tana of this bryce? It's Rav Doisa. Vishmami, no, what do you see from here? Lishan delay the Rav Doisa. In schir is the kablanus. So you see that, what? That although Rav Doisa holds yad poyel al tachtoin, but over here it was an oinus, it's yod al yoin. But you see, it's side by a kablan, side by a socher, because the bryce is specifically, it's spelled out with Bokteina, side the Kaplan and side the Zacher. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. No, it could be this Brayis is talking about something else. It's talking about Bedover Ha'avud V'Divrei HaKoel. So one of the things that we saw fleetingly in the beginning of the parak here is that when it's a Dover Ha'avud, when there's a real tangible loss, the Mishnah already said it. So then the Halach is all bets are off. Then for sure you Yodai Al HaTachtoin. So the Oivam, the Brayis is talking about a davar ha, davar ha, according to everybody, it should be yad al tachtoino. Kamashmal on the brayso that in the event that it was an oinus, so then the halach is he's going to be yad al ha al yoyne. We learned in our mishnah, kol hamishana yad al tachtoino, v'chalachayzer by yad al tachtoino. So we're going back to the mishnah. The mishnah said that in the event somebody hired umnin and they backed out in a way where there's a davar avod, so yodam al tachtoyna. If the Baal Bais was the back there, then yodoy al tachtoyna. Kala meshana, the Mishnah said yodoy al tachtoyna. V'chala chayzer ba yod al tachtoyna. So three times the Mishnah says this halacha that if you do something, you deviate yodoy al tachtoyna. First is asaychas omnim vehitu. Okay, so that we know. So the Gemara says like this. Let's visit this Mishnah. That line, I know what that means. The Sussalim Tanakh Rabbi Yudah, we spoke this out, by the way, when we learned the Mishnah, because Rashi spoke it out in the Mishnah. It's referring to a Machlokes Rabbi Yudah Meir, where somebody gave wool to a tzava, to a professional dyer. He told him, make it ready, made him black. So the halacha is, you don't have to pay him full dollar, because he didn't do what you paid him to do. Stating that, you have to give him something. What does he get? Yodei al tachtoina. He gets the lesser of the shvach or the yitzia. It's really machloikis Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir holds that a mashan is a gazlin and he's koina with shinui. So good. Sasam latanik Rabbi Yehuda. This Tam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. We know what it means al kapanim. Elo kalachoiz b'yodei al tachtoina. Last week, what does that line mean? Kalachoiz b'yodei al tachtoina. What does it even mean? It's extra. Rashi said b'gemar mefarishlo. Rashi, we're going to have to wait for the Gemara because Poshib Shat, there is none. So what does it mean, those words? So the Gemara takes a shot. The Gemara says, maybe what it means is, Lasuye Payol Ukirab Daisa. Maybe what it means is that Payol, that's Chayzer, is Yodai Ala Tachtoina. Now, obviously, then we're going to interrupt Daisa, because he's the one that holds that Yad Payol is Ala Tachtoina. But one second, don't we know that anyways? Oh, probably, what it's coming to be mechadish is that yodei al tachtoina, even when he's a schir yoim, and even though then there's a starkest far b'avodei hevel le'avodei l'avodim afal pikin yodei al tachtoina. And if that's what the Mishnah means, then I have a Mishnah. But you know what else I have? That means I have it mefurish. It's not mefurish, but I have a Mishnah anyways, where Rav Daisa says yad poel al tachtoina loishna kablin. And if that's the case, it's Hadra Kusha L'Duchte. Again, what's the Hadra Kusha L'Duchte? The Hadra Kusha L'Duchte is that Rav said that the halacha is like Rav Doisa. Rav also said, Poyol Yochel Lachzabay, Afilu B'chatzi Ayoyim. So we have a steer over here in Shnitas Rav. Now, to be mechalik between a kablon and between a socher is not emes, because you see that Rav Doisa said his halacha side by a kablon and side by a socher. Where do you see it? From the Kroy Yisayir in the Mishnah. We have this extra language in the Mishnah. It's coming to tell me something. So presumably, this is what it's coming to tell me. But the bottom line is, I see Rav Doisa wasn't mechalik. So how could Rav then have said, Poyol Yochel Lachzabay, which sounds like that Yad Poyol Ala Yoyna, and at the same time say Alachik Rav Doisa, that Yad Poyol is Ala Tachtoyna. So the Gemara says, you have to say the following. Yeah, Rav Doisa Tartikama. Loilam Rav Doisa said his Alach Yad Poyol Tachtoyna in all cases. He said it by a Kavlan, that's Mefurish in the Braisa, and he said it even by a Schir Yoyin. It's not Mefurish anywhere, but that's this extra language in the Mishnah. Ay, Rav? Oh, Rav! Sov Alach Kavasei Bechada, Upolog Alea Bechada. When Rav said that the halacha is like Rav Doisa, he meant the halacha is like Rav Doisa regarding a Kavlan. When Rav said that the halacha, or when Rav said, Poy Yochel Achsel, I feel the Bechatsi Ayoyim, it's talking about where is a Schir Yoyim. What's the difference? By the Schir Yoyim, that's more Abdustig. And here you have the Avadayim, Vilei Avadim, La Avadim. Just to finish the Gemara, Iba Yisei, or you could say, meaning, what's the Havamina? Where's even this whole attempt coming to say that? I know for sure Rav Doisa said his halacha even by a schir yoyim. He only said it in the Braisa by a kablin. There's a starke svara to be mechalut in a schir yoyim and a kablin. No, I know from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says clearly, and it means something. What does it mean? It means hitu zeze. The Mishnah addressed that. It means machleks remain Rabbi Yehuda, kol mashad yod tachtoina. The Mishnah addressed that. What else could it mean? It must mean yad poyel ala tachtoina. In a mechudish to go, and even where is this chir yoyim? Right, that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara says no. That's what this Iba Yisem is coming to address. It could be kolachoyz b'yado tachtoina is referring to something completely different. Look at the time, like we learned to the brayso kolachoyz b'keitzad. Now this brayso the Gemara is going to bring now and is going to discuss in tomorrow's daf. We'll just learn the brayso. We'll get to the two dots. Says the Gemara, Risha Machar Sade lechaveroy. If somebody sells a field to his friend, the elav zuz for 1,000 zuz v'nasan loy mois mehen masayim zuz, and the buyer put down a deposit. So this is of Perik. So the buyer put down a deposit. How much was the deposit? It was 200 zuz. In the event that the seller backs out, so now the lekeach is going to get his money back. But he's yodei al yoyin, right? So again, we have the case. It's karka. There's a price of 1,000 zuz. Lekech made a deposit of 200 zuz, and now the meicher backs out. Okay, so Lekech, give me my money back. And it's the other way. Rotza oimer leiteng limoisa. If he says you want it in cash, give me cash. Oiteng li karka. Or if he says I want karka, you have to give him karka. Kinegan moisa, meaning that's equivalent to the amount of money that he gave. Mehecha magbioi. Which class of karka does he give him? Min ho idis. He has to give him idis. Essentially, Lekech is a boy. In the event that Lekech is the one that backs out, yad meicher al al yoina. So then fakir, then the meicher is al al yoina. Rotza oimer loy. If he wants, he can say hilach moisecha. No, take your money. Or you can tell him, or if he wants, he can tell him, take karka. And if he wants to give him karka, which karka does he give him? It's Yodel Yonis. If he wants to give him ziburis, he can do it. Shem Gamliel Oimer, Shem Gamliel said, Melamden Oisoi, Shaloy Yachzer. They used to teach the Moicher and the Lekeach, right? Deposits are very common. So they used to teach these Chevron not to back out. How did they teach it to them? They explained it to them really, really well. Okay, so Kosev Loy, this is the way they would document these deposits. Ani Pliny ben Pliny, Macharti saw the Pliny's the Pliny. Be'elef Zuz, Ani Pliny ben Pliny, I sold the field. Pliny's, to Pliny. Be'elef Zuz for 1,000 Zuz. V'nasli mehem asayim Zuz, and he gave me a 200 Zuz deposit. V'areini noyshe boy chesmei Zuz. And I have a chayv now. I have a chayv of 800 zuz. Meaning, what did we just do? What we did was, is the 200 zuz that was given was actually the kinyan, because we're dealing with karka. Karka is niknas b'kesef. How much kesef do you need? Shava pruta kesef. Each a niknas, right? Kicha kicha. A shava pruta. That in of itself would be enough. In that case, kana, the kinyan is automatically chal, which means nobody can back out. Now you have to pay back the balance. I feel like a kamashanim, even after many years, if that's the agreement. But the point is at that point, no one's backing out anymore. Now, this is one of the four ways that you can view deposits. Remember, in Perek Ezer Nashuk, we had four different mahalchim in halacha of how to view a deposit. Again, this will be the topic of the beginning of tomorrow. Snap, why did we bring in this Iba Yaseima? The purpose of this Iba Yaseima was because we were muching whether Rav Doisa, who says, Yad Bayo Al-Tachtoyne, said his halacha, only by a kabbalah or even by a schir yoy. We know he said it by a kabbalah, that's the braisa. But did he say it by a schir yoy? Did he not say it by a schir yoy? We thought that he said it by a schir yoy because we have this extra language in a Mishnah, the kalachoiz v'yad al-tachtayna, that we're trying to attribute to Rav Doisa and say that, oh, it's a schir yoy, and even then it's yad al-tachtayna. The Gemara says there's no hechrich to say that. What does it mean? Iba yaseima. Maybe it's talking about deposits against under the ma'isa. Right? Just like kala mishana yada al tachtoin is against under the ma'isa. So this could also be against under the ma'isa. You have no raya. If you have no raya, then what? Just to come full circle, could be Rav Doisa really only said his halacha by a kabli and didn't say his halacha by a sker yoyim. And if that's the case, when Rav Paskin on the one hand halacha Rav Doisa on the other hand poy yachalach b'vul chatzay yoyim, he doesn't have to be a little bit like Rav Doisa now. All of it like Rav Dois. It could be 100% Rav Dois. Because it could be that really is the Shita of Rav Doisa exhale. So as it relates to Raid, just one Ha'ara. And that is, so the theme of the beginning of Perek HaSoichah Su'umnin is, HaSoichah Su'umnin, V'hitu Zeh Zeh, Ein Lohem Zeh Al Zeh, Elotaroinus. We had three different Mahalchim to understand what the case of the Mishnah even is. Iba Yaseima, Iba Yaseima, Iba Yaseima. But Hatzad Hashava Shebahen is that Hasoichre Su'umne Vehitu Zeh Zeh, Ein Lam Zeh Al Zeh El Taremis, which he said means two things. Number one, you can't have any Choshem Mishpat claim for this money that you were ba'avolt. It also means that if you want to have Taremis, you can. Even though Taremis is not a Hefkevelt, but in this situation, if you want to have Taremis, this is something that you would be able to do. Just to keep things simple, we're going to work through the Mishnah now the way the Gemara did in today's daf. The third mahalach in understanding the Mishnah, which really is mefurish in a very, very long braisa. So the braisa, when it presented the halacha, the Mishnah said that the hasoichres umne vehitu zeh zeh was a chazara of sorts between the balabayas and the poilim. So somebody hires poilim to do a job. They wake up in the morning, they think they have a job, and they look at their phone and they find out that no, there's no job today. Or vice versa. Al zeh nemar, ein lam zeh al zeh, ela taroimus. Now, there were caveats, ba medvar mamurim, but the ikar halacha of the Mishnah, of asoichre so umne vehitu zeh zeh, ein lam zeh al zeh, ela taroimus, is where the balabayas backs out. And he tells the Poilim, I know I promised you work, but I'm sorry, you're not going to have any work. Or with the Poilim back out, and they tell the Balabayas that they're not going to do any work. Freit Toysfis and Daf Ayin Vav Amadeis, Koshalari. I don't understand this halach of Ein Lomzel, that Elo Tarunis. Do Kaimelon Kira Meir. We paskin like Kira Meir, the Don Dina de Garmi, Bagoizel Kam, who is Don Dina de Garmi. Im Kain, Amaylo Yitalem Kipoil Bot. In the case, that's what Toysfis asks the Kasha, that the Balabayas backed out from the Poilim. What do you mean he doesn't have to pay them because all he did was back out? Yeah, all you did was cost me my parnasa. And if that's the case, you cost me hefsik. And if you cost me hefsik, then you should be responsible for that damage that I was incurred based on the principle of garmit. So Freit Toysfis, I understand. We paskin like our mayor, who's done dir de gami. So how can we paskin the halach of the Mishnah that asoichres su umne vihitu ze ein lem zel ze elotaroimis? Why is it not that when the Balabayas backs out from the Poyalim, essentially, bederech garmi, he's causing nezek to these Poyalim, and if that's the case, if we're done dir de gami, he should be responsible for that damage it is that he's causing. Now, just to be clear, we chazed this all the time. What is garmi? Garmi is where somebody causes somebody damage, but he does it in an indirect way. So everyone's familiar with the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaKoinis, where the Gemara says, "Groma benezakin pata medinei adam v'chayim medinei shmayim," which means that if somebody damages somebody b'derech groma, you're pata medinei adam. Chayim b'dinei shamayim. But midinei adam, you're going to be potter. Stating that, there's a parallel sugya, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, no, not as grama, but as garmi. And there, there's a shittas rameir, who's da'in dina de garmi. In other words, grama b'nezakin, rameir holds his potter, midinei adam, or b'garmi, rameir is da'in dina de garmi. Now, grama means that you cause the damage al yedei grama. Garmi also means that you cause the damage al yedei grama. What then is the difference between grama and garmi? That's a little bit faplunted, but high level, when somebody causes someone damage al yedei garmi, it was a grama, but it was a little bit more direct, what we refer to as directly indirect. So grama is where it's very indirect. Garmi is when it's a little bit more direct. So there's different levels and shiurim as it relates to how gramadik is it. If it's mamish grama, that's grama benazakin patim b'dini adam v'chayim b'dini shamayim. If it's abyssal mer direct, so then already it's garmi v'alzeh nemar rameir who we paskin like that's done adini garmi. But al kaponim sefreita is akasha. If that's the case, I don't understand why, if the Balabayas backs out from the Poilim, Ein Lomzelzeh Ela Taroimis, what do you mean you caused them damage? Now, it's true it was a grama, but this is not a grama benazakin pater. This is a garmi and kaimelon kerameir. That's done, didn't the garmi? And based on that, you should be responsible for the damage that you just caused. V'yeshloy, says Toysis, you have to say the Mairi, it's talking. Shekishachoyzer boy, when this Balabayas was choyzer, oidi matzu listach. These people will be able to find additional work. And being that they're going to be able to find additional work, so it comes out you didn't cost them their parnasa. And being that you didn't cause them their parnasa, you're not a mazik, there's no garmi, and that's why you're going to be potter. Now, if you didn't cause them any hefsit, so why is it yesh lomzal zeh taroimis? When we come back, yesh olav taroimis, sha'at lo yimotsu ela yidei tayach. They're going to have to work a little bit hard. So the taroimis is for the tayach, meaning really you didn't cost them anything. Because if you did, then you would be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv al tzgarmi? Why then could you have taroimis? It's because of this added tircha that they're going to have. And then Tosfos says something very geshmak. Tosfos says that if that's the case, we could understand the first bamed dvar mamurim of the Gemara. Now, we didn't explain this when we went through the Gemara because it was daiti on the raid bike. But the point is, says Tosfos, with this, you could understand the first bamed dvar mamurim of the Braisa. The Braisa said that when is it that elam zalza el taroimis? That's bamed dvar mamurim b'loy holchul. If they didn't arrive at the job site. But let's say these chamarim came to the job site and there was no tfuah. Or these workers came and the land was too wet, and as a result, they couldn't do any work. So over there, what's the halacha? You have to pay them kapoyo bato. What's the pshat? What's the difference if they showed up or if they didn't show up? I'll tell you what the difference is. Because orcha de milsa nakat, when a person shows up at a job site and then he chaps, he doesn't have any work, so how's he going to get a job that day? He's going to have to go back. I mean, if you would have told me first thing in the morning, you would have let me know the night before. Okay, so I could have made arrangements to replace this job. But you told me already, but emtsa yoyim, it's shayn tsu shpeit, right? People used to hire the more their workers first thing in the morning. So if people are working already from Alois, right? You have sugis of stopping to say Krishma, Davin Vasikin, right? They're out in the fields quite early. So if the Oilam is working early in the morning and I just showed up at my job site, now I hopped, I don't have any work. So it comes down, now I'm not going to be able to find any other work. So Toysis, that's goofo why you chayev. You want to know why you chayev? Because now it's got me. Meaning, because you can find other work. But the minute you can't find any other work, now it's garmi. And fakek, that is the Bamedvar Mamurim of the Braisa. The Bamedvar Mamurim is that to the extent that they showed up and they chapped then, they didn't have any work. Now they're not going to be able to find any work. And because they're not going to be able to find any work, it's for that reason you're chayiv, outs what? Outs dinah de garmi. But al kaponim, this is Toysfis big kash in the sukkah. Toysfis asks that I don't understand. What happened to Shitas Rameir who's done dinah de garmi? And Toysfis says, a pshat teretz, you have to say, ocha b'maya skinon, even though it's not a furish anywhere, but ocha b'maya skinon, it's talking about were they able to find work. The ktsois, in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Siv Cotton Bays. So he brings Tosfos Kasha. And after he brings Tosfos Kasha, he says, V'kashu zu niskashu boi kol rishayim. Right, so sometimes we say, all the Rishayim ask, all the Achrayim ask. That's usually Nidrei Havoi. That's usually Losh and Guzma. But the Ktoi says, V'kashu zu niskashu boi kol rishayim. So he's saying, every Rishon asks, this is the bomb kasha here in the sugya, that I don't understand what happened to Rameir Zalacha of Don Dina Dagami. So the Ksoi says, he says, Ubni Abocher HaMuflik Kimar Yosef Doiv Ber. So apparently the Ksoi Sachoshan had a son whose name was Yosef Doiv Ber, Yosheber. So he said, my son, Bni Yosef Doiv Ber, he asked me a bomb kasha on the Rishon. He says, all the Rishonim couldn't give Zechenetz over here. They mamash couldn't figure out what to do with this. He says, my son had a Rizika Kasha. And the Kasha that the Ktoisa's son had was from a halacha that is not so well known, although it should be well known. It's tucked away in a Yerushalmi in two places, both in Masechtas Bava Metziah, one in Perek Esu Neshech, the other in Perek HaMekabel, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Kama Vekama Erta. And that is the halacha of Mevatel Kisoy Shal Chavera. What does that even mean? Hamavatel kisa shel chaver means that if somebody does something to somebody, and because of that thing that he did, he caused that person to not earn a profit. So in the world above a kamo, you talk so much about damaging somebody, causing somebody hezek. What happens if somebody does something to somebody, and because of that, he's mevatel kisa, right? He makes a bittel in his keshena. He's mevatel kisa. He causes him not to be able to earn money. So the Yerushalmi says that the halacha is Amar Rab Yitzchak Kado Amra Hamavatul Kis Chaveiroi Ein Lo Yolav Elataroymes. In Perek Ezer Neshach, the context over there was just to appreciate this a little bit, where somebody gave money to somebody to invest, and then he comes back a year later, he says, "Nu, how's my investment doing?" He says, "I never invested the money. Did you at least put it in treasuries?" Oich nish. Imagine he didn't do anything. So the guy takes his money back. Is he a mazik? He's not a mazik. You know, a mazik. He's not a mazik. Has he not a mazik? This halacha called Hamavatel Kis Chaveiroi, where I'm Moineya profit from you, where the halacha is I'm Potter. In Perek HaMekabel, it's the same exact Rabbi Yitzchak, it's the same Lashon. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Hada Amro, Hamavatel Kis Chaveiroi, Ein Loi Olof, Ela Taroimus. Over there, the context is where somebody had a field, he gave the field to an artist, and the artist is supposed to work his field. This guy goes away, he comes back 6 months later, he says, "Artist, new house, my field." "I decided not to do the work." "What do you mean you decided not to do my work?" He says, "Yeah, I decided not to do your work." So you have to pull out the contract, but that's where Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Hada Amram of Atul Kis Chaveiroi, Ein Lo Yolav Ela Taroimus." Now, this sounds like a lot of Taroimus are coming in this guy's direction, but the bottom line is, Ein Lo Yolav Ela Taroimus. That's all you can ask, because there's a din called Hamavatul Kis Chaveiroi. So this is a fascinating concept. In the world of Arba Ovis Nezikin, and the world of Grom, and the world of Garmin, this game Mamin, Chavola, there's something called Hamavatul Kis Chaveiroi. Just to bring out this point a little bit, some soifer in a tshuva. This is a Chosha Mishpat Simen Kufayin Ches. He wrote a kuntris bedin hamavatel kisa shel chaver. It's a whole kuntris written by the Chosha Soifer. Listen to the opening paragraph. Bedin hamavatel kisa shel chaver. Hamuskir bahagoy shulchan aruch. Chosha Mishpat Simen Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Zayin. Vuhuskir oy beremes soif Simen Shim Pei Vav. Ubishulchan aruch soif Simen Pei Aleph. Ubismasham. Ubishach Simen Samach Aleph Sif Kotten Yud. Ubiyaredeya Simen Kufayin Zayin Sif Kotten Memal. We forget sometimes that the Chassam Seif was a shtickle baki. V'loi ro'isi ba'achroinim davar baru she'yir ro'y lismoich Aleph. He says, I never saw Dovah Bar in the Achronim. No one ever did a good work on this halacha of Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiro. For who Meisim B'chol Yoyim Boifanim Shoinim. And really, this is Meisim B'chol Yoyim. Akei, Amarti Lushon Li La'atzmi, Shoyresh U'moitzei Hadin, V'esashe Yoyruni Min HaShomayim, U'Bashem Eftach Yazreini Al-Dvar Kvoit Shomay, Agodol L'manlo Yikosho B'dvar Allah. This is very important. I'm writing a Shulchan Aruch. Mamash, the Chassam Sofer is going to do what the Beis Yosef did and what the Ramah did. He's going to write a Shulchan Aruch, and that's why he has a special tefillah over here. But the bottom line is, that's the tzdin of Mevatel Kitzchon Chaveh. So Zog Tiktzois, Depni, Rabbi Yosef Doivber asked me a bombakasha. Says, all the Rishonim I'm mutching over here, that why is it that if the Baal HaBayis backs out from the Umnin, Elam Zalza Elotaroimus? What happened to the Garmi? Great Rabbi Yosef Doivber, B'nai Shalak Tzois, what do you mean? This is Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. Right? What happened over here? You didn't cause him damage. What's Garmi? Garmi is where I caused you damage. You had a house and now you don't have a house anymore. I caused it. It wasn't Garmi, it was Garmi. Rameir's done, Dina the Garmi. What happened over here? You thought you had work to do tomorrow. Now all of a sudden you don't have work to do. I was Mevatel Kischa. Meaning I caused you a Menias HaRevach. That is the Maisim B'chol Yetz. One example of what the Chassam Sofer is talking about in this tshuva. This is Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. He asked the Ktzois a riesige kasha. He says, Tatech Vashteinisht. He says, all the Rishonim, every Rishon asked this kasha that it's Garmi. Why is this Garmi? It's not Garmi. It's Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. So the Ktzois says, Veishafti loy. So I told my son, no. Making a toys. It's a riesige kasha, but you're making a toys. The Shani Nezek Mamoy min Niske Gufay. There's a chilek between Nezek Mamin and Niske Gufay. What's the chilek? Said the Ktzois, Haflava fella. Everybody knows, Achoyva b'chadeir is chayit b'chamisha dvar. Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boishes. One of the five things that Achoyva b'chadeir is chayit in, he's chayit in Sheves. What does Sheves mean? You damage somebody, and because of the fact that you damaged this person can't work now. The halach is, you have to pay Dmei Sheves. Break the Ktzois. He says, I understand, you're paying Sheves. Sheves is Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi, because you're causing him not to work. Muzmin Zogin. That being that it says in the Torah, Rak Shifto Yitain, there's Exeris HaKosev that there's something called Sheves. That when a person is Chayva B'Chaveiroi, you don't say the halacha. You don't say the halacha of Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. Because Al Zeh Nemar, it's regarding that you have the halacha of Sheves. And by the way, we know, it's a Mefurish Gemara Perek HaChayvel, that the Chamisha Dvarim are mutually exclusive. Meaning, you don't have to be Chayv in all five. The Gemara says you can be Chayv in Sheves, L'chud, where someone just caused something. But it not work, even though there was no Nezek, there was no Tzar, there was no Ripoy, there was no Boishes, it doesn't matter. You could be Chayef for Sheves L'chud. So the Tzois told his son, he says, you're saying good, this is Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. But being that over here, we're handling with Niske Odom, you're handling Sheves. Oh, Al Zeh Nemar, Rak Shifta Yitin. If it's Rak Shifta Yitin, over here it's going to be different. He says, that's why the Rishonim were mutching with this Kasha. The reason the Rishonim were mutching with this Kasha, because over here we're handling Sheves. But the Tzois just says, one Dov Nifl. He says, I am Asher Kasafti B'Simin Shinches. We're had a suffix that according to a maid that's done dina de garmi. What happens if someone's chayvah b'chaveiroi al yidei garmi? And the Tzoyk says, I have a tzad over there that you only chayv for nezek. You're not chayv the chamisha dvar. It could be only nezek is chayv, nish the chamisha dvar. If that's the case, then we talk have a little bit of a problem. Because being that over here, we're handling with garmi. And in a case of garmi, could be there's no sheves. If there's no sheves, then it's and a chanami hodra dina, then what should it be? It should be Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. Al kabbarim, this is what the Ktzois is sounding. But the ikka kasha was that why all the Rishonim muching with Garmi? How is this not Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi? Al Zeh Nema, the Ktzois said that it's true, be'etzim, it should be Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. But being that you're handling over here with Niske Odom, by Niske Odom, there's a special Chiddush HaTorah called Sheves. And because it's a special Chiddush HaTorah called Sheves, over here we're handling Al Sheves. I'll just tell you one Hoysafa that my son, Beni, Naftali Menachem, told me. And that is last night, I was talking to my son. I told him that I was learning this Ktzois over here about Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. So he says, Abba, you have to speak out. Reb Chaim and Sefer in Hilchos Toyim V'Nitin. He was saying very, very good. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Toyim V'Nitin says, a very big lumdis to be mechalik between Niske Mamoy and Niske Adam. Meaning, Adam, that's Mazik Mamoy, versus Adam, that's mazik adam. So if somebody damages somebody's property, that's mava, in according to Rab, and Arba Ovis Hazikin, the halach is that you chay for the hezek that you cause. If someone's chayv b'chaver, you chay b'chamisha dvarim, you chay for nezek tzar, ripushevis boishes. But Chaim and Sefer said a dover nifla. He said that there's a fundamental difference between the chiyuv of nezek that a person has when he damages somebody's property versus the chiyuv nezek that somebody has when he's chayvul bechaver. I'll read Reb Chaim inside. Achein nir. Any person that's chayv b'chaveri, he's chayv b'chamisha dvarim. V'gam b'tzaru boishes. Included in the chamisha dvarim is tzarim boishes. Says Reb Chaim. V'arei tzaru boishes, less b'hu nezik mamin klal. There's no nezik mamin by tzaru boishes. If you mitzire somebody, there's a mamoni gabach, you amafsid him money? No, you caused him pain. If you embarrass somebody, so you took his money, you caused him a moministic damage? No. You have to pay. We tried to come up with a dollar amount for the tsar, for the boishness, right? You have all these intricate computations, and based on that, you write a check and you have to give the money. Now, this is gzeiros hakosov b'chavolos, meaning when you learn bava kama and you find this idea, bava sezikin, what's the chiyuv always? I cause you damage, I cause you $100 loss, I gotta give you now $100. Right? Sometimes you throw in interest and penalties, but the point is that you cause $100 of damage, make the person whole and give him $100. That's not what's happening by Tzaru Boishes. Tzaru Boishes, there was no hefsin moment. Narvaz, Chazal said, the Torah said, that we want you to pay. We come up with a dollar amount and write a check. That by Nezek too, Choluk Din Chavolois, Mishar Niske moment. That the Chelek HaNezek of the Chayv HaBechaveri is also different than Shar Niske Momen. The Bishar Niske Momen, by all Niske Momen, Iker Chiyuvoi, who are Momen, Absin Shev Sidoi. What's my Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is the moment that I was mafsid you. I was mafsid you $100. Memela, I have a Chiyuv now to give you $100. Umachmas Chiyuv Zeh, who Shem Eschai B'Tashlumet. The reason I have to give you $100 is because I caused you $100 of damage. Shehim Chalifei Mamoyne Shehivsin. It's just the Chalupin for the money that I was mafsid. Because had I not caused you $100 of hefsid, right, and above a if I didn't cause you $100 of damage, so then I don't owe you anything. As opposed to chavolos, hascholas chiyuvei hu ba'tashlumen atzmas. This is real Reb Chaim language. The hascholas chiyuv is the tashlumen. The chayvus noy hatoyro mach machshivoy hanesek migzeres hakos of the chavolos. As opposed to when it comes to achayv b'chaver deyichayv nezek, the gather of the chiyuv is not I caused you $100 worth of damage. Memela, I have to give you $100. The Torah said that there's something called nezek. How do you assess nezek? The way we assess nezek is we look at the damage that occurred, what's the value of it, and that's what you pay. Just like Tzaru Boishnes. Ukichiyuv the Tzaru Boishnes, says Reb Chaim, Kein gam chiyuv the nezek. The chiyuv atashlumin hu haschol haschiyuvay. The chiyuv doesn't nemzich from Azam Amoyni Gabach. That the nechbal comes to the chayv and says, you caused me $100 worth of damage, pay up. Is that the way it is by Tzar? No. Is that the way it is by Boishnes? No. Because over there you don't really have such a quantifiable Amoyni Gabach. It's not the way it is by nezek either. The Torah said you have to give nezek. Oh, because the Torah said you have to give nezek. Now I have a tfiyah that you owe me the money. But Tascholas Achiyuv is not the Mamoyni Gabach. It's not the Hefzid. Tascholas Achiyuv is what the Torah went ahead and the Torah imposed upon this Chayv B'Chaver. Here's the punchline. Zok Reb Chaim. V'reikenu gam Chiyuv the Sheves. He says, if you think about it, Sheves is the same way. The Lekha gam came Mamon HaNifzid. By every Sheves, what's the Mamon HaNifzid? Do Ahavi Rak Minias HaRevach. Because what is Sheves? It's mevatel kisa shel chaveroi, and kol atoyr kula mevatel kisa shel chaveroi is ein lamzal ze elataroymis. All you can have is tainus. Yet all of a sudden, there's exeris akos rav shifte yitay the grama ba'amo, and really all it is a grama. The pata b'chal mokem rav b'chavolis av exeris akos of lechayva yal shavyoi. So this Reb Chaim is a major lumdus. He said there's a chiluk between the chiyuv nezek of a chayv b'chaveiro versus the chiyuv nezek when someone's mazik mamon. When someone's mazik mamon, the chiyuv nezek comes from the fact that I have your money. I cause you damage. I have to replace the damage that I cause. When it comes to nezek of chayv b'chaveiro, I'm not replacing any damage. Now, it's true there's a dollar amount that we're putting on the damage that occurred, but that's just to come up with a number of what I should give you. V'harayah, says Reb Chaim, tzar works that way, because there's no damage by tzar. Boishness works that way. Oh, and by the way, Shevis also works that way. Because even though by Shevis, really, there is a damage, but what is it? It's Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro. What is it? It's Gromo. And really, based on all those things, you shouldn't have to be Chayiv. The reason you're Chayiv is because the Torah said you're Chayiv. So said Reb Chaim, by Nezek, it's going to be the same way. Rather, just understand there's a drop better. Right, if somebody breaks somebody's window. Okay, so you have a window, the window's worth $100, you broke his window, what do? Give him $100. You replaced it. If somebody knocks out somebody's eye, right, somebody breaks somebody's arm. Okay, so we're going to say, he went to the doctor, he said, a broken arm, $10,000. Seriously, a broken arm, $10,000? Give me my arm, please, and keep your $10,000, and then I'm going to put a restraining order on you. What are you doing? Like, I don't understand. You're not making the person whole. Right? Ad kidei kach, Chazal had a havamin, ayin tachas ayin is literal. Why they have a havamin, it's literal? Because like, you're paying somebody for him taking away his eyesight. Right? People get sued for grosse geld. It's not even worth it, because at the end of the day, this person's nebuch, all of a sudden, he's handicapped in a certain way. That's not what he wanted. By a chayva b'chaveri, the money is not making the person whole. You can't make a person whole with money when you damage the person. You take away his money, you give him back his money. Money is money. It's all the same. So enachanami, you can pay it back. But when it comes to chaval, you can't pay it back. And Reb Chaim said, that's klar from nezek, it's klar from tzar, it's klar from boishes, it's even klar from shevis. That's the way even Nezer, that's this grace Reb Chaim Hilchas Toim V'Nitin, and that's what Benin Avtal Menachem said, you have to speak, because that's really the Havon. Nochem, son of Yashabed, the son of the Ksais, asked what? He says, I understand all the Rishonim are saying that Hasoichas Umnin, the Baal Bayis was Matter the Umnin. Ein Lam Zal Zeh, El Taroimis. What do you mean, Ein Lam Zal El Taroimis? What happened to Gami? All the Rishonim, everyone says, I kimta in the Sugya to try to answer this Kasha. Freik Pnoi Shalak Tzois. What do you mean? What do you mean, Garmi? Isn't this Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro? It's true, it's Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro, but I'll then name a Sheves. And being that you're dealing over here with Niskei Adam, so when Sheves, over there it's going to be different. What's the kasha? The kasha is Abel Lamais at the end of the day. Hagufa. What's Takapsha? Why Sheves? All of a sudden there's no halacha of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaver. Teretz is this Reb Chaim. This is the longest. Because Chayv Chaver is a whole different Shulchan Aruch. Even the Nezek of Chayv Chaver is a whole different Nezek. Either way.